This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. This morning, new information is coming to light about another storm system that's now offshore and could deliver more snow to the region early this week. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So you've been telling us about the potential for another storm for a few days. What are you seeing this morning?
So what's changed over the past few days is that the models are now coming into agreement as to where this storm's going to go. Now, we still have some uncertainty, and a change of 50 or 100 miles makes a difference as to those exact snow totals we see. But we're beginning to gain enough confidence that this is going to impact things on Tuesday. I was actually tweeting yesterday that I think people should start to think about changing flights for Tuesday if they're able to, because Logan's probably going to be impacted in some way by this.
All right. When do you expect the storm to start, and what will it shape up as?
So right now, it looks like the storm will begin late Monday night and early Tuesday. So tomorrow, we'll have increasingly cloudy skies. It's a chilly day, approaching 40 degrees. The snow develops very late Monday night in the wee hours of the morning. But for the Tuesday morning commute, I would say it's probably snowing all over the area. The exception will be Cape and the islands. The storm should come close enough to bring some warm air in off the ocean, and that means it starts as rain. It may even start as a little bit of mixed precipitation in Boston, but I think it's going to go over to snow as colder air works into the system.
And how long will it be snowing on Tuesday?
So it looks like Tuesday is a snowy day all day long, pretty much. We'll have the snow at varying intensities. Now, if the storm comes close enough, it will be snowing at those 1 to 2 inch an hour rates that we've talked about in past storms. If it's a little further offshore, it would be a quarter to a half inch per hour. And that's why we have a range of accumulation at this point.
And yeah, accumulation. What sort of amounts are we expecting and where?
So here's what I'm thinking right now. If you drew a line, say, from Manchester, New Hampshire, down through Worcester to the west of Providence into the Hartford area, everything east of there, the exception of the Cape and the islands, I think we're going to be in a 6 to 12 inch range kind of a thing at this point. Now, if the storm stays a little further east, it would be more like a 4 to 6 inch storm. If it really went further east, it would be under that. But that's becoming less likely. So that upper limit means that the storm would have to take almost the perfect track to really wallop southern New England. But I wanted folks to know that that is on the table for a potential. It doesn't mean we're going to see a foot of snow. The storm has to take a perfect track for us to get that. But it does seem pretty likely that we're going to get pretty close to 6 inches at this point. And that's still significant and still impacts folks and travel. So we want to get the word out about what we think is going to occur.
And can you talk about the type of snow? Is it going to be the heavy snow that we experienced last week?
So the atmosphere will be a little bit different with this storm. It does look a little bit colder above us, and that will help to have the storm have drier snow. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to be a complete powdery storm. It's not. Its temperatures are still going to be, especially at the beginning of the storm, they'll be relatively close to freezing. But I don't think it will stick to things quite as much as it did. That said, we do have to watch the temperature profile really closely here over the next 24 hours, because obviously, if we got another heavy, wet snowstorm with 6 or 8 or 10 inches of heavy, wet snow, we're going to have real problems. Some folks are still in the dark this morning.
Right. And what about the wind, which can also exacerbate the problems?
So the wind also is determined on exactly where the storm goes. So if the storm comes a little bit closer, those strong winds, which are right now forecast to be offshore, come closer to the coast. Right now, it looks like winds will be under 50 miles an hour in most areas. Along the coastline, they'll probably get there. But inland areas, we won't see the wind that we saw with the last storm. Again, it's all predicated on this track. We're 48 hours away from really the storm getting underway, so things can change. But I think we're close enough that we need to sort of get these numbers out to folks.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
And Epstein says the snow Tuesday is not expected to be nearly as wet and heavy as the snow in the last storm, and that should limit damage to trees and wires. This morning, 5,800 power outages are still reported in Massachusetts. Utilities say they expect to have all their customers back online by the end of the day. However, a spokeswoman for Eversource says crews have more work to accomplish in the coming days because the utility's infrastructure was severely damaged in the storms. Eversource has new crews from Florida and Canada working in Massachusetts. And remember, If you see a downed power line, consider it live and dangerous. Stay away from the line and call 911. After these two nor'easters in quick succession, Governor Charlie Baker is expected to file legislation this week to address issues such as coastal resiliency and climate adaptation. While it is not yet clear what Baker will propose or how much it might cost, he said last week that the state has a lot of work to do and must seek different approaches to protecting vulnerable coastal communities from damaging tides. This is 90.9 WBUR.